Yashik.
Box.
How is this again?
Achyach.
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 Achyach. Achyach. Achyach.
New girl.
Little girl.
It's a girl.
Okay. Yeah.
If it was little, it would be Achyang Juk.
Yeah.
Achyang Juk.
Little, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Achyang Juk.
Yabla.
Yablaka.
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 Yashik.
Yashik.
Yashik. Yamak.
Ishik. Ishik is an owl.
YASSIK.
Good Scrabble word.
Yeah.
Yashik. Yashik.
Yamak.
Kuyana.
Northern used dialect. Mainly in South.
This is used Northern.
Our mother is dead and we have to live with him.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think we're feeling?
Futi. I can't get a futi.
We have to make sure you get one of these.
Yeah.
Chuduk. Tisuk. Amma. Grandma.
Ima. Grandma. Ima. That's Amma.
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 Amma in Sri Lankan, it means mom.
Okay. Amma is mother.
Yeah. Anan is mother. My mother should be coming home soon.
Ah.
Fingochtuk.
Agik.
Agik. Trying to earn some money.
Gambling. Gambling way. Kuyana.
How do you say gambling? They used to gamble too. They had ways of gambling.
A king luni, a king luni, a king luni,
a king luni, a king, king luni.
Yeah, earn money.
Mm-hmm.
A king. Not gambling though.
That's gambling
luni. You don't really shut your mouth.
A king luni.
A king luni. How about poker?
There's just no by card. They're playing cards.
No, they don't have bet either.
Pokrachtut.
Yeah. Don't go down on any Larson baby pokrachtacht. Us ladies at Larson, they always play poker.
Yeah, grandma and mom and auntie, they all play poker. Put their pennies down.
Even the guys at Larson Bay used to come and join us.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa said they're starting again. Charlie Yaga and
really?
Grandpa and them, they're all going to start.
Lars.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some poker players that passed away too, like Johnny Yaga, Frank Carlson, Larry. How many people died from at Larson Bay since I moved to
That's what happened to our pinnacle players.
Oh, huh? Oh,
you know, these, a lot of them died here. See, there was.
Black is.
Tanach.
Black Tanakh. Good.
say that again now.
Nushe.
Nushe.
Tannachter.
They don't have hair here. Oh, yeah, they do. Hair on the other one. Nushe.
Nushe. Tannachter.
Nushe.
Tannachter.
Make it look like it out.
Tannachter.
His hair is black. Is he black? Tanakh, like this, be black. Tanakh.
Tanakh.
That's to be black.
Tanakh. Yeah.
Give him a black eye, black out, black person. Black.
His hair is black. Tanakh.
Okay,
or
so
either Nushe Tanakhaluni. Tanakhaludim.
Tanakh.
There's more than one, you know.
But his hair is black. Nushe Tan.
Tanakhaludim.
Tanakhaludin.
Tanakhaludin.
Atludin.
Tanakhaludin. Yeah, that's right.
Tanakhaludin. His hair is black.
Uh huh.
I thought it was Nushe Tanakhtu.
Tanakhtu.
That's what I wrote the first time. That's what
his
said.
Hair, it has the same.
Nushe Tanakhtuden?
Or Nushe?
Nushe Tanakhtu.
Tanakhtu?
Tanakhtu.
Tanakhtu.
Because that's what you said the first time.
Uh-huh.
Toot. His, because it's a his. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, Hui,
Nuyanga.
Nuyanga. Nuyanga.
Uh-huh.
Nushe Nuyanga.
Nuyanga, my hair. That's my hair.
Nuyanga.
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 Meaning my hair.
Nuyanga. My hair. Is
Tanakhtut.
Tanakhtut.
But that would be black again.
Yeah.
But hers is one.
Well, I'm just using that as a. So it would the Tanakhtut be the same for him, Nushe Tanakhtut, and then my hair. New. If I want to say again, my hair is Nuunga. My hair.
Nuyanga.
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 Tanakhtut.
That's my hair is black.
Yeah.
Okay. Nuunga.
Nuyanga.
Nuyanga.
Uh-huh.
That's two. Nuyanga. 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 Tanakhtut. Oh, okay. And it's not obviously black, but it's blonde, yellow, or... Blonde is,
I don't know what they say, blonde in heaven.
I don't think they had it. Amerikanski color. No.
Chunaludin? What's Chunaludin?
Blue.
Chunga.
Is blue.
Mm-hmm.
Hui?
What's Kadilani?
Hui? Nuyanga.
My hair.
Kadakhtut. My hair is
gray.
White.
Oh, white?
Gray.
Ah, I like that one. Say.
We.
We.
Nuyanga.
Nuyanga.
Let's see, wait a minute. Nuyanga. White. Kadakhtut is white and.
Kadakhtut.
What do you heck they call gray hair now?
Kadakhtut is white.
Kadakhtut.
My younger brain.
My hair is.
Oh my God, there's a name for gray hair.
Gray, let's see if we can find it.
Gray hair.
What's Kadilani?
Huh?
Kadilani?
Kadila.
I'm trying to remember what my great grandma used to say.
Oh, be gray.
Be gray.
Ki. To.
Gray, be gray. Please close my eyes. Kadila. Kachloni.
Is it?
Gray. I know there's a name for gray hair.
Okay. You just said it. Come on.
I got kadach. That is white.
Mm-hmm.
Kadach. Kadachaloni. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kadach.
Kadachaloni.
Kadach. That's to be gray.
Mm-hmm.
So then you would say that. Queen Nuang
Nuyanga
Nuyanga
Kadahaluni Kadahalunung.
Kadah.
Queen.
Toot. Again.
Toot.
Toot.
Oh, God. I know there's a name for
great.
The right thing for that.
Kawak. How come Grandma told me panushi was blueberry? Because I'm looking here, blueberry high bush blueberry, kawak. Low blueberry bush is kawak.
Kawak.
Kawak and kawak. Huh.
Too bad we can't plug her mom's mind into a computer and it just all be on the screen for us. And,
right.
Oh, there's so much knowledge there.
Yeah.
She got it. Gray hair is Kiden.
Oh, yeah.
Kiden.
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 Kiden. Kiden.
Kiden. Kiden. So it would be Hui Nuanga Kiden?
Okay.
Nuanga. Hui Nuanga Kiden. Kiden. Kiden.
Kiden. Kiden. Yeah, Kiden.
I have gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or my hair is gray.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Either one, my or I?
Yeah, uh huh.
Okay, so. Then Nushe is my hair.
Nushe is somebody else's.
Okay.
And
Nushe
Tangnachtut.
Tangnachtut.
Uh-huh.
Nushe Tangnachtut.
Uh-huh.
Nushe
Kiden.
Kiden Toi.
Uh-huh.
Kiden Toi.
And then my hair is Hui. Hui Nuyanga
Nuyanga
Kidenchtut.
So, Uyanga
Nuyanga
is my hair.
Uh-huh. Hui Nuyanga Nuyanga.
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 Right, Nuyanga Kidun. key done when you said, when you were saying my hair is. Yeah. So you said key done?
My hair is gray.
Right. Key done?
Keaton.
Keaton. Key done cut? You said though, right? Yeah.
Keaton toi, you said.
Okay, toi. That's what it is.
But you don't always have to put toi on there, do you? Or do you need to?
If you're talking about yourself.
Okay. So, qui nuunga.
Nuyanga.
Nuyung.
That's my hair.
Young. Nuyung.
Keaton.
Okay. Qui.
My hair has gray hair.
Qui nuunga.
Keaton.
He then toot. Me. Uh-huh, me. Uh-huh. He then toot.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I have gray hair. Hui nuyanga ki den toot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spiritan nuyanga.
Spiriden hum.
Spiriden hum. Him.
Nushe.
Nushe. Ah.
Spiriden hum. Nushe. Tanachtut.
Ah. Spiriden hum. I could put hum. No, spiriden.
Spiriden hum. Nushe. Tamluchtut.
I thought it just come on a while ago, but must have been on.
Tam.
Tan
is tan echtut
tam
loch tam
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 loch tut
loch tut
loch
tut
tut black. Spiriden nushe.
Spiriden hum.
Spiriden hum.
You need to say hum. Uh-huh. What is that? That is
his hair.
His. Spiriden hum.
Spiriden's hair.
Spiriden hum.
Hair.
Nushe tam luch tut.
Right.
Teresa hum. Nushe tam luch tut.
Yeah, same as his, but he just changed the name.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then brown would be. I don't have brown.
No bees in this.
No. No brown. No brown either. So you have to say the hum. Hum.
Uh-huh, that's better than hum. That's talking about his hair.
His hair. Even if I say their name?
Spiriden
hum.
Spiriden, it won't sound right. Spiriden nushe tamlachut. So you'll have to say Spiriden hum. You're talking about him.
Uh-huh. So I do have to say even his name, even if you were talking to me right here.
Spiriden hum nushe tamlachut. Spiriden's hair is black.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm still having problems with the endings. Toot. When you're speaking
Spiriden.
Him or her, it's toot. Toot. Toot.
Toot.
Okay, but when we were doing that before, we had, let's say, we had one bear.
One bear.
Okay, you had one bear that was, that's what I'm still having problems with. One bear was walking. Twing, twing,
quing, duk.
Quing, duk.
Taku, kak, quing, duk. That's one bear. Maluk taku kak. Kak. Queen duk. Pingayon taku Kat, K-A-T, Quingdut.
T-U-T.
B-U-T. Quingdut. D-U-T.
Well, it's really the
That's
T.
That's three.
Yeah. Dut. And cook. Took is...
What is tuk? Tuk. Maluk taku kak.
Yeah, I think this should have been a K. Queen look.
Maluk taku kak. Queen iron. That's more than one. Uh-huh. And two is taku kak.
Three. And then it's Quing.
Quingdut.
And then the other one is Quingduk.
Quingduk. One is Quingduk. Two is Quingduk. And three is Quingdut.
Those are just hard for me to hear, so. Duk is the first one. Yeah, I mean walking though.
Oh, Quingduk.
Quingduk.
Quingduk. That's two. Quingduk. That's two. Quingduk. And three is Quingdut.
Duk. And doot.
The way I doot. Did it is end in Q is singular, end in K is two, end in T is three or more.
I have those, but it's just the pronunciations of the pronunciations.
Agumuk.
Do they sound clear to you?
Mm-hmm.
The ending.
Yeah. I was listening to this earlier today, and I wasn't able to understand it. But since he's talking about it a little bit more, I understand it now.
The endings,
The endings.
Yeah, I know that Q is one, and K is two, and T is three, but it's saying them at the end. It's saying.
They're saying at the end. Because it's one, two, and
yeah,
three.
Those I have them, but it's just. The sayings, how you add them on, you know, duk, and doot. Doot is the T.
Quingduk. One. Quingduk is two. Quingduk.
Doot.
Quingduk is three.
Doot. Doot
is two.
Duk is two.
Quingduk.
Is two and Quingduk is one.
Now, wouldn't it matter also when, see, like, being that it's that is walking, so it would have to be what is the ending of that word and then adding that, because like agumuk, so it would be muk, that's sitting. One sitting. Agumuk. M-U-K. That is, two of them are sitting.
Agumuk.
Right.
Agumuk. Agumuk.
Right.
Agumuk.
Right. That is three. So it has to do with, if it's like Quingdut, Quingdut, and
Quingduk.
Quingduk, and Quingdut. So it has to do with the ending of that.
The singular word.
Yeah.
The singular word, the singular, and then you have to add.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right.
That's where I see it.
Quingduk. That's one. Quingduk. That's two. Quingdut. That's three.
Yeah.
So, like, say laying down. Inachtuk. Right. Inachtuk. And inachtut, right?
Inachtut.
Yeah. So there you could hear it as a tuk, 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 and toot.
Mm-hmm.
In
the
chtup.
Right.
Toot. In the chtup. In the chtup. Toot. Toot. Toot.
In
the toot.
In the
toot. And then in the
toot.
Toot.
It's three.
It's three.
Toot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how. Okay.
Yeah.
I bet Dennis forgot that.
He might have. I was going to, the phone wasn't back, so I didn't call him. Wanguda Kokotagut.
Uh-huh. Right.
Got it. Okay, I like that. I like doing it that way.
Kokotuk. These two are late. Uguk Kokotuk. These two.
Uh-huh.
Our leg. Okay.
Juan Guta. Kakata Gut.
Coco.
Coco.
Coco. Like.
Yeah.
Coco.
Coco. Yeah. Leslie's Coco. Kokuta Gut.
Kokuta Gut.
Okay. We bingo here for the Sanga, why Kokuta Nga?
Now you're very late for bingo.
But no, I wasn't playing tonight. Ira, what? You keep your ears open. Listen.
I am.
Pay attention.
I thought I heard a familiar word there. That
bingo.
You're that guy down in Uganic they called Paguk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget his last real name. Lived down there for years. The way I understood it, the way Jake Alpayek told me, Mary's brother, that he said, let's go Paguk into this place, old place over on Whale
Raging,
Island.
Yeah.
See if we can find something there to Paguk.
Oh, yeah. Paguk, Kokotuk. Okay.
How do you say excuse me?
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
I know in Russian it's izvini.
Izvini
is in Russian. Excuse me.
Okay. What else? Should we try drinking water?
Tangayuhwa.
I'm drinking water.
Tangayuhtwa.
It's not in here.
I want to drink water. Or I'm thirsty. Thirsty is
water the same?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see what that is. Water.
Thirsty.
Yes.
Hui. Tangayuhtwa.
Let me just find this. Water. It's T-U-V.
U. Probably an H.
Yuhua.
Tanga.
Oh, Tanga. T-A.
Tanga.
Yuhua. T-A-A-N. I'm thirsty.
G-A-Q.
Tanga.
Yuhtwa.
Yuhtwa.
Hui Tanga. Yuhtwa.
Hui Tanga. Yuhtwa. Yuhar.
It's not an Ayuhtwa. It's Tanga.
Tanga. She's got the Tanga.
Yuhtwa.
Tanga. Yuhtwa. Hui.
Hui. Tanga. Yuhtwa.
Uh-huh.
I'm thirsty.
And that guy down there, Uganda, could live down there for so long.
Tanga,
Spiridon,
Tanga,
Yuhtuk.
It's just the ending of them.
Tanga, Yuhtuk. Tanga
Yuhtuk.
Yuh. Ayutthaya. T-U-K.
Verdantang Ayutthuk.
He is thirsty.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to say or hum.
No.
And then
Verdantang Ayutthuk.
Teresa, the same thing. Tang Ayutthuk. Tang
Ayutthuk. Ayutthuk. Verdantang Ayutthuk.
Kuidam.
Kuidam Ayutthuk.
All of us.
Huang Kuda.
There it is.
Huang Kuda.
Kuta.
Tangayu to good.
Tangayu
to
Tangayu to
good.
T U T.
Tangayu
to good. One. Huang Kuda, Huang Kuda, Huang Kuda, Tanga,
you,
Tanga, you, to,
good,
Tanga,
Dennis Tay,
you, to,
Dennis Tay,
Dennis Tay,
I'm asking a question.
Wait a minute.
Dennis Tayok.
Tayok.
You hear the question?
Yeah.
Dennis Tayok. Is Dennis coming?
Ah. Dennis.
Ashikhtok.
That's
good. Ashikhtok.
And then I want to say Dennis is coming.
Dennis. Dennis. Tayokudahtok.
Ashuk. Dennis.
Tay.
Ku
Dach
Dach
Tuk
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 K T U K T
Tuk T U K
T U K Ajuch Tuk. That is good.
Ajuch Tuk.
Ajuch Tuk.
That is
T-U-Q.
Good.
Ajuch.
Ajuch.
Should be like A-Z-H. Azech Tok. Azech Tok. Azech Tok. Just like Azech Twanga, the same spelling. Dennis
Te
Kuda Gut Tut. Tuk. Tuk. Dennis is coming.
Azech Tok. That is good.
That is good.
Okay, now we had an ending on there of Tuk, T-U-K, Tuk.
Dennis Ashik, Tuk.
Now if that's an ending for two or more, or excuse me, two.
Ashik, Tuk. That's for him, just one.
Just one, so it has to be a Q ending.
Ashik, Tuk, yeah.
T-U-Q.
Ashik, Tuk, two of them.
Ashik, it would be T-U-K. But for Dennis, it'd be T-U-Q.
Yeah, Ashik Tuk.
Ashik
Tuk. Tuk.
Tuk.
No, I mean the other, Dennis is coming. Ta. Is coming. Ta. Gu. Da.
Te. Gu. Da. Tuk.
T-U-Q. It'd have to be a single one. T-U-Q for him.
Te. Gu.
Te gu da te gu
te ku da tok
te ku da tok T U Q right one. But if we were to say Teresa and Spiridon are coming,
te ku da tok
T U K okay
ku da tok
te ku da tok.
Tuk again.
Tuk.
There we go again.
Tuk. And those two, te gu da
tuk.
Tuk. But all of us are coming.
Te gu da
tut. Tut.
Wei kudan te gu da doot.
That's two. That's all of us.
Yeah. Kuda. We kudan te kudu kwe ke kudach doot.
Doot. Is they're all of us.
Yeah.
Doot.
We
and
are all
tuk.
Coming.
Tuk.
Tuk is one.
Tuk
is
one.
One.
And then
kudach.
Tuk.
Tuk is two.
Tuk is two. And
te kudach.
Doot.
Doot.
Doot. Doot. Doot is three.
Three,
And toot is three. I'm going to have to, somehow I'm going to have to implant that in a chip in my mind. Toot is three. Toot is three. And
toot.
Toot is three. T-U-T. And T-U-K.
Tekudach.
Tuk. Tuk. Is
Tekudach. Tuk.
Tuk
is one.
Tuk is one, And then,
Tekudach. Tuk is two. Tekudach.
Tuk is two. Tuk is two. Tuk is two. Toot. Like a train is three.
Went down to see my grandson first time in 3 days, and I just missed him. Ashley's baby. I will say abadabadabadu, and he recognizes me when I say that to him.
Where are they staying? They
have, they have a trailer down.
Okay.
Down.
Just down.
Mission Road. But he's only, he's just turning, today's 11, yeah, 11. Today's
11.
7 months old, and now I is trying to crawl.
Wow, I saw him the other day in church.
Tasha.
Shemai.
Shemai.
Nandu Yotrad.
You have some explaining to do.
Hi, Bishad.
Baby Shitzchen.
Oh, that's okay.
Or Charlias Chen.
Charlias
Chen. Take care of kids.
Charlias Unashken. There's so many ways of saying that. I'm on him. It's hot to me. Our mom is always so cold. It's hot to me.
Hey, Kidinuk.
Kidinuk.
I'm glad you have a Kidinuk. It's so hot to
me. Raining.
Ah, Kidinuk. Oh, Kidinuk.
Kidinuk.
Okay.
Kadinho.
Kadinho.
Look at rain. Kadinho. Oh, okay. K-I-Q-I-T. Kadinho.
Kadinho. Kadinho.
Kadinho.
Kadinho. Kadinho.
Ding, K-Q-I-T-I-N-G-U-Q. It is raining.
I thought it was pouring buckets.
What did you say at first?
It is, too.
Nunam Ahtok.
Nunam Ahtok.
Nunam Ahtok.
That's southeast. That's what is blowing out there, huh?
Oh, Nunam. No, that's southwest, offshore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, in Karluk it's offshore.
Yeah, that's how they
but
say.
But it's offshore. Over here, northwest is offshore.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know they always did call us southeast Nunamuk.
Could you still say that, though, here?
That's Ungaanagok. We call it Ungaanagok.
Yeah, that's another way of they say it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nunavik. That's northwest.
Yeah.
Northwest wind. Nunavik.
Yeah. No, Nunavik is
southwest.
Southeast and Kermit and northwest in the fog neck. It's offshore is what that is.
Yeah. Nunavik, but Nunavik is
north.
Offshore.
Is northeast?
Northwest.
Northwest.
Well, southeast and Kermit and northwest and it's offshore is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, variable wind from offshore. Different directions, Kalik.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Nunavik is offshore.
Nunavik.
Wind is blowing offshore, yeah.
Well, just in Nunavik.
Here. See, here it says...
Nunavik.
It's offshore.
Northwest is Nunavik.
Northwest is Nunavik. Yeah, but then is there in the other place?
That's here.
Yeah.
Well, I could,
but in Kaluk, it's Nunavik. Nunavik.
See, that's the other side of the island, so it's up that shore. Yeah. Up, it's offshore is what it is.
Nunavik is not an, it doesn't mean north, it means offshore.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, because in here it says that it's northwest Nunavik.
Yeah, well, it Nunavik. Is. It is northwest because it's up offshore.
Northwest wind is offshore wind. Yeah.
So when you're down in Kaluk, though, but it's not really northwest, but you still call
it's
it Nunavik.
Southeast. Yeah, but it's still from the
offshore.
From the land. Yeah, it's going out from the land. Offshore.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, to you.
I'm going, no, it don't make sense, but okay.
Northeast wind is Washaknak. In Kaluk they call it Kiagnguk. Kiagnguk, you know. Here's Kaluk and then the wind is coming from there. That's Kiagn. Kiagnguk.
From over there.
What's it blowing out right now?
Kiagnguk means you point from the direction the wind is coming from.
Pardon?
Kiagnguk, you point from the direction the wind is coming.
Uh-huh.
So it means it's coming from over there.
Yeah. So you say
Kiagnguk.
Kiagnguk.
That's this one right down here. Variable wind, wind from different direction.
Kiagnguk.
Kiagnguk.
Look at him.
Kiagu.
You look like you went swimming.
No.
He
came back from my mom's.
Kiagnguk. Over there.
Uk.
What is Wagok?
Kiagnguk. Over there.
Because look at how they do all the winds.
Over there.
It's all different.
Mm-hmm.
It means coming from over there.
Coming from.
Is there Washaknak? Washak? Is there Washak?
Is there Nagishak? Northeast is Washak.
It just flows right out of your spirit.
That's northeast
over there,
wind.
Coming from over there.
Washak is north.
Is that just
north.
The weather or
Washaknak
somebody
is
else? Kiahunuk.
You have to ask.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. North wind is Washak.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it means it's coming from over there.
Mm-hmm.
Washak.
East wind is Ungalak.
Ungalak.
West wind is. South wind is
Wagak.
Wagak.
With west.
Ilanik.
Shaniguk.
Is it? There.
What
west.
Shanik.
West. Shanik. West wind.
West. Shanik.
Also.
West wind.
It's Lanik. Lanik. Okay.
Kalik. You know, in Kaluk days, you call that Kaliq is
Gale?
Northwest in Kaluk, they called it Kaliq. Yeah. I know them.
There's so many different ways to name the winds.
Yeah, well, in each different place, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
go the along directions. With the, go along with the wind. I'm Galini. I'm
going with the wind is
Ugani.
So
go along with the wind. And then what do you say with bucking?
Going into the wind. And then this one is going along with the wind is
Ugumi Luni.
We're going with the wind.
And then your bucking tide.
Bucking tide would be tide is a sabok. How do you say bucking?
Oh, you're going
to figure it out.
Bucking. That isn't that it?
Into the
bucking is
into the wind.
We're bucking the tide, that's what I'm trying to say.
Tide. What
did
they say, tide?
The tide, chakwak.
Tide goes out, tide comes. High tide. Tungirluni.
Tide is coming in.
Tungirluni.
Tungirluni. Tide covers it. Tungirluku. High tide is
Kunduk. That's probably.
Kunluni.
Tide
is going out. Kunsosuku. Tide goes out on it. Kunsosuku.
Chahwak is tide.
Tide.
See, in a whale past, they call it Chahwanak.
Tide is what again?
Chahwak.
Chagwak.
Tung is tide is coming in.
Just tide itself is
chahwak, yeah.
Chahwak.
I got in a little door yesterday and put the door on.
Oh, you did?
And he gets inside the door and he barks.
He's scared
to come in and out. You got to open it up for him.
Oh.
But I thought today he learned how. Now he just goes back and forth.
Oh,
you know?
Boy, that's easier, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, I put his grub on the outside and let him, you know. He could see through it, you know. He could see through the door.
So, yeah.
He goes in and out pretty good.
Is there a word for deer in Ali?
deer. Let's see.
You know, like Bambi?
I know. I never did know. Never did know what a deer was.
What did you call it when you went out hunting? Just deer?
Deer.
They didn't call it anything else.
I know, my mom doesn't remember any words for deer. Yeah,
same with elk, they call them elk. Deer, probably deer. Deer. Yeah.
Goat? Deer. Well, of course, they didn't have those to hunt.
Squirrel. Tundut, she said Tundut is reindeer.
Tundut.
That's reindeer.
Tundut.
Tundut,
Tundut.
Tundut teyut.
We gotta write
a song for Christmas.
Tundut pods. Now I'll never forget that word now.
Tundut.
Up on the housetop, tundut pods. How do you say down through the chimney? Honestly, Dennis, we can tell when you're not here.
We're real serious.
Each one of us write a Christmas song.
A little one.
Christmas song.
You translate for us.
Yeah. Use the this dictionary.
Well, you had that Santa Claus one with the reindeer.
Uh-huh.
That's the one you were going to teach us.
Tundut-tay-ut.
Let me write that down. Well, see? Tundut. There's his reindeer right there.
Tundut-tay-ut.
You hear them coming. The ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Tundut.
Rudolph the red.
Tundut.
Tunduk.
How do you say nose? The red nose.
Tunduk. Kawishkamik.
Kawishkamik.
Aling-niskichi.
Aling.
Niskichi.
Niskichi.
G. Santa Claus up.
Santa Claus up.
Santa Claus up. Tenya tuk.
Tenya. Nya tuk.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Ting-a-ling.
Ling-a-ling.
A-ling.
Akma.
Kalakona.
Akma.
Kalakona.
Kala.
Coconut kohe.
Kohe, yeah.
Kohe.
That's kuhe.
Kohe. Kohe.
Coconut kohe.
Ingi hun hok.
Ingi.
Ingi hun hok.
In e. In e. In he.
In e. One. Hook.
One. Hook.
Te. Tach. Tuk.
Te. Tach. Tuk.
Tamahun.
Tamahun. Tamahun.
Teitahtuk.
Teitahtuk.
Wumputa, wumputa. Pagalta.
Tamahun. More? Tam.
Tamahun.
Hun.
Teitahtuk.
Teitahtuk.
There you go.
One good dog, Benik. Tasty, tasty. One good dog, Benik. Benik, Benik.
One good dog, Ben. One good dog, Benik.
Tasty. One good dog. Now you have to sing it so I can follow.
Bring
a lot of toys.
Bring some toys. Tundu teo, the lane is Santa Claus of Tenyakto. Tingling at Makalakon at Kofi. Ingi won hooktay tartop, Tamar won hooktay tartop. Amish Kanak, Wampodanak, Tay tartop.
Tasty.
Wampodanak.
Taste for me. Susie wants lots of toys. That's cute. And then that says, what is this? Translation?
Reindeer something.
Reindeers are coming. Do not be afraid. Santa Claus is coming soon. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, I can hear the bells are ringing. He comes down the mountain. He comes around the mountain.
A bunch of toys.
He's adding that. Yeah. Te tamago no te tahto. He comes that. I don't know how to say it. Tamago. That's the way he comes. He comes over the mountain, and that's the way he always comes, I guess.
It is the old under old whipped.
Oh, yeah. Cute. Well, at least we know what the reindeer is. We got that one.
Tundut.
Tundut. Tundut. Reindeer. Chalok, walk, tight.
Now you need to talk because you haven't talked. You need to say it then.
Say what?
What we've been saying. Your turn to go into the mic.
Reindeer is Tundut.
Alok tak we would Amlish Hanak Tundung Tashkhitai. The Apia people used to have a lot of sometimes some of them would come around to Karluk area. Not very often though.
After the
bay mostly. Albert Bay and then that.
Yeah. Remember the guys used to go down to Halibut Bay to get reindeer.
Yeah, after they had that fire down there on the land, then they'll just let the reindeer go. Now they just run all over the place.
Huh. Do you see them very often?
No, they're mostly by Karluk in the Halibut Bay area.
Do you think they'd be good to eat?
Grant, keep Grant around that area, that big river there.
I like reindeer better.
beer.
Mm-hmm. I heard it's better.
It's case beer. So I don't care for my beer, because...
Really?
I was telling Ira that I don't like deer, because he lived on deer over at the Fog Night.
Well, you know, when beer is good, it's in August. Now they're erupting, and they have a real wild taste to them.
Oh, Fred and I got one. That's why I don't care for it, I guess. Because he said once you take good care of it when you're cleaning it and aging it, it's really good. But I just can't eat it.
Mm. It's good in August, though. You'd eat
really?
It. Yeah. August.
One time they brought Fred and I, after Fred got sick, started getting sickly, one of the guys from over there brought us a little one. And Fred just got after them. He said, why do you want to shoot a baby one?
Yeah.
And
they took Carl deer hunting the first time up to the camp. Wintertime was snowing, and he took Carl up hiking. Carl was pretty young, glorious boy. He was hiking around, and he seen a little deer, about that big. And my mother was dead, so Carl was behind it, and then he jumped down and he grabbed the deer and he said, here, Carl, shoot it!
Oh, my God.
He brought that little deer down to the cabin and kept it in the cabin and warmed it up.
Oh, they're so cute. How can they shoot these cute animals?
I don't know, it pulled through. We kept it there for 3 days, and it... We let it go, and it was just trying to come back.
Oh. Yeah. Wanted you to be his mama. Gee, I don't remember when I had to go to
Big Blood Hawk.
We couldn't find it.
Glendy.
We couldn't find the word.
That color. Her looks like gold. Zolotanik Nuyang. Gold is Zolotak.
Zolotak?
Zolotak.
Zolotak. Gold.
That's gold.
What do they call silver?
I know there's a name for it, Jeeves, I can't remember.
Silver. Oh, silver salmon.
Right?
Silver salmon. No. Okay.
Yeah.
That's silver salmon, but that's not... The color is over. You have to work tomorrow. So we'll make it. I'll try to get you one of these.
Okay. Silver. But silver salmon.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Clyda was here too. You get lots then. Because we remind each other of things that we forget.
Yeah.
Like I said, she calls me and then I call her and then she can't remember it right away. So when she remembers it, she calls me on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Then you both remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know Alec Brown? Mm-hmm. Boy, he is always so happy when I talk. We talk nothing but I looked up when we talk on the phone.
Yeah, you should call him up here.
He was here about 3 years ago, and he didn't recognize me.
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's down in Washington area.
You know, I see. Is he mined?
No, I don't think
so. I went to a Cognac meeting down there once, and he was to it.
He said he just misses. He just misses speaking Aleuts. So I talk to him, and my mom talks to him, and he calls Catherine too. And
yeah,
Well, it's your mom, I guess. Yeah. He's what, 81 years old?
Is he now?
Oh my.
His dad was a comic book.
Howard Brown Sr., yeah.
And Billy, he was a... I used to watch him play basketball. He was a good basketball. Little Billy.
Uh-huh. What was his last name?
Billy Brown.
The Billy.
Mm-hmm. Alec was small, but Billy was smaller.
Uh-huh. Well, Billy had a different mom, and his mom was real small.
I used to listen to Alec Brown and them guys talk, holler at each other in Carlo.
Yeah.
Way up down below, it's holler to Grishka or somebody.
Well, what else? Straight in what you want to talk about.
I don't know. Anything.
I went to Chicknick one time and I went up to the end of a little soda fountain, like, I went to get some ice cream, and there's a couple little boots in there, there's a couple of little ladies sitting. They were looking at me and talking in Aleut, and I could understand what they were saying. When I was going to leave, I told them, "Take a dick," and boy, they smoked it.
Thank you.
You never know.
Yeah.
I don't like people at home today. No, they like Moses Malutin from Larsen Bay. Mm-hmm. He speaks Aleut, but I don't know if he always acts like he's ashamed to speak it or something. But he understands real well.
Peter Noyet too.
Yeah, Peter Noyet too. I talked to them in Aleut, and same with my brother Lars. Mm-hmm. He understands Aleut, but I don't know why. I'm pretty sure they can speak it, because, gee, that's all we spoke.
You know, if they talk, you know, they'd be able to.
We can't. Sure.
We have a tough time trying to say words, but we can understand it all.
But then once it gets rolling in you,
then
you remember a lot. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of years there that you didn't talk it at all then, is that right? I mean,
I never did talk it.
You never
except maybe a little bit when I was fishing with Jacob and Jimmy Carlo, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mom, Claudia, and I, that's all we talked over the telephone, even at home when we're visiting. Mm-hmm. Charles speaks it real good, too. Mm-hmm. But he never.
Julie does, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He talks pretty. I know she could talk better than I could.
She understands it more, though, probably. Than
I'm sure she does.
Most of them do. Uh-huh. But you just had a long number of years where you just didn't speak it at all. And so.
And she reads. She reads Russian too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could too. Larry Alanak, remember him? We used to have a choir practice as young girls. Almost every Saturday. Every Saturday. And we never said, "Oh, do we have to go? I don't want to go." We went because we were told to go, you know.
And then you learned to read Russian.
Uh-huh. But now I'm forgetting some. There's a lot of church songs I know that I always tell my mom, I just sin more when I go to church nowadays. Honestly. Especially when I hear, you know, from time before, when I was just a young girl, you know, we used to sing them in church the way Larry taught us, and he taught us the way they were taught from time before. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes they still think, gosh, this isn't New York.
They changed it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of beautiful songs. Like, they hired Fred to do Krita's house before they came. And then when she came, Matushka, the older one, Matushka Marie wanted Fred to do it like they have it in New York, you know, she was telling him. And he was very upset when he came over. He said that lady made him mad. He said she wanted me to do this thing like they have it in New York. And he said he told her that this is not New York. So he did it the way he wanted to.
Oh, my.
My gosh, when we went to church, when we were small, we had to stand. We couldn't look.
Yeah. You make you turn like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh. Pulling on the ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very strict.
Who was Starsta?
My dad, Nikita, and Herman Malutin. And Grishka, Nikolai, my dad took good care of the church. For holidays, he'd be up there having everybody work. Everybody would go and work at that church, you know. Everybody.
Hmm. I don't know what happened.
Every Saturday, whether the floor was dirty or not in church, us girls got us together and we had to go and mop the floors. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday, on our hands and knees.
You know, we used to wash all the little products and stuff in the fog bed. And there was a lot of them. We had to shine up too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, with the...
Were
lay
the days,
on the,
boy.
Lay on the air.
Yeah. I'm recording your stories.
Yeah.
Now, I was a church reader. Your grandma and I, Father Creed, appointed us. And for the very first time, we had a service at a Sunday morning at the community hall. We got the instructions from Father Peter, and we're both just so nervous. But it didn't take me long because, you know, from Larry's teaching, the tones of the songs came back to me, but we had to sing them in English.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then...
Didn't take you long to remember that?
Uh-uh, it didn't. Quite a two, it didn't take her long. Mm-hmm. Then for holidays... They wanted me to take care of the church. I had to take care of it. They stole their oil 2 times. They pulled a hasp off our church 1 time. We lost our... Lucy Davis donated about a $1,600 set of a chalice and things that go with it. It disappeared from the church.
Oh.
Up to this day, we never know what happened. Cleaning and decorating. I didn't ball by myself. Still dark, you know. It wasn't hard for me then because I had my own vehicle, but I don't have a vehicle over there anymore. Mm. Tell these young girls.
They did the church in Luxembourg.
Not quite, yeah. There's still a lot of more work to do in the corridor. See, Fred got sick just like Father Peter, you know. Father Peter started it, and when Father Peter got sick, Fred took over, and then he got sick, and you just have to do the corridor and the porch.
Nobody will finish.
It's really sad. My mom gets on the phone. They're all Orthodox people over there. The priest is here. Come and have communion. Bring the kids. Nobody. Just mom, my 2 grandkids, Clyda and Margaret when she's over there. My mom.
Hmm. How many live over there?
There's about not quite 100 anymore. Oh, it used to be about between 150 and 175.
When I was there, it was 240 something.
Uh-huh.
When I was living there.
Wow.
That was in the
Everybody
80s.
Moved out.
In the summertime, you went be lots.
Oh, gosh, that place is crawling with people.
Yeah.
Then you got to make sure your doors are locked when you go to bed.
Don't you have that cannery there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know whoever broke into our church that time. When I went into the corridor and seen that, I felt like somebody poured me with hot water.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, I didn't know what to expect when I went into the church.
And they never found out who did it?
We called the troopers here and they just ignored us.
Hmm. Well, what do you think?
What else?
Now that she got. What do you want to talk?
You know, when a person died in the village, boy, everybody would go there and stay up, you know. Stay up reading. Mm-hmm. They don't even read for the dead no more like they used to. Next night, a different bunch of people would come. And they used to play tricks on each other. Sometimes they'd paint somebody's face, you know, a really sleeping heart, he wouldn't know it. In the morning, he'd get this walking around, not knowing everybody laughing at him because his face was all painted.
Oh.
My mom, I don't know how many homemade coffins she covered with a white sheet. She's the only one that knew how to do it, and she did it good. And the homemade coffins, they used to put flowers on the outside, you know. And then they'd write down, I don't remember who used to do that, they'd write Siete Boji in cardboard, soft cardboard. Siete Boji, Siete Krepki, Siete Bismertni, Pamela Nas. And they'd cut out the words and then glued them on around the coffin. Mm-hmm. They paint them in white and put them around. Mm-hmm. And on the cover of the coffin, they'd make three steps, one long, one short, and short one. In the middle, there'd be an Orthodox cross. On this side, they'd put a long stick with a sponge on it. And on this side, they'd put a long stick with a spear on it. And put it on the cover of the coffin.
What would the sponge be for?
For when they gave Jesus
the vinegar and the spear.
And the spear for when they
pierced his side.
And the three steps meaning three something, the 3 days that on the third day he was supposed to rise.
Really?
I had Lars make one for Fred, and when I was telling Dolly this, she got that Seti Boy, she said to Krepkin, put it around her dad's coffin. But she got it in that, you know, the priest always put that, that's what it says. Seti Boy, Seti Krepkin, Seti Bismarck, Bama, Wena. That's what it says on that band.
It around the top of the cover of the coffin, along the top.
Uh-huh.
They used to do that over
in the park, yeah. And they'd get evergreens from up the wood someplace and make beautiful wreaths. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not evergreen. Is that what they call it? Evergreens.
I guess so. They're really tight.
Yeah, and beautiful, beautiful green. One big one for the top and one.